A successful property sale is usually a result of effective follow-up. Therefore, following up with potential buyers is one of the most important tasks of a successful real estate agent. Persistence and tenacity, for instance, all help a real estate agent to reach their end goal of gaining a client or closing a real estate deal. Those attributes also describe what it takes to be successful when following up with prospects. Following up in the real estate industry is especially important, considering that 64% of buyers and sellers use a real estate agent that they previously worked with or a referral from a friend or family member. This is based on statistics from the Real Estate Database, RED. Looking at those numbers, it is fair to reason that if you fail to follow up with one prospect, not only are you potentially missing out on one commission, but there is also a high chance you missing out on another commission down the road. So, what are some of the best ways to follow up with prospects? Here below are 8 best follow-up techniques for real estate agents/brokers. 1. Find the time way no, you and re-busy. But following up potential buyers is one of the several tasks that all great real estate agents/brokers do on daily basis. It can be difficult to fit all of your follow-up calls, emails and texts within your allocated time per day, but adhere to the time blocking method of time management. Also considering using a daily schedule as a guide to help you map out when, where and how you and LL follow up with leads. 2. Ask the best way to contact the buyer. Some potential buyers prefer to be contacted via email, others prefer to talk over the phone and others might prefer text messages, WhatsApp, SMS. After your initial contact, ask the potential buyer which communication method they prefer to use, and on which date they prefer to be contacted again. If you let them choose, it makes you seem less pushy and willing to adapt to their needs. 3. Meet them on their turf. If potential buyers are no longer responding to calls, then email them. If they are not responding to email, then check out their social media profiles. If they are active there, reach out to them in that way so that you can get the attention you need from within their comfort zone. 4. Work on your opening statement. Fact that you following up, you they already made your first impression. That means you need to continue building a relationship with the potential buyer and get them to trust you and believe what you reselling, which in the case of real estate, are your skills, knowledge and experience. Following your scripts is great, but consider it as a starting point. People can quickly sniff out an agent who only wants to get a listing versus one who is genuinely interested in forging a relationship and helping out. Don and Risquo, TB generic. Be engaging, memorable and try to connect over common ground. 5. Provide value. Suppose you Don and Risquo, T get the sale on the initial contact. The email you send afterward recapping your conversation should contain something valuable, such as a piece of content highlighting your service in a subtle way. It doesn't necessarily have to be salesy but should be related to your real estate services. Another great way to do this, especially during the early engagements with the buyer, is to include a link to a relevant article related to what you spoke about, whether that as the housing market, or real estate in general. 6. Research and use data. The value proposition of being a real estate agent is that you are an expert in the market where you do most of your business. Yes, there is your experience. But it is also your access and ability to read and describe market metrics/trends. Back up your statements with cold hard facts, whether they re-emphasizing your personal production or your interpretation of market trends to reinforce yourself as the local market expert who knows what they talking about. 7. Know when to go slow. Perseverance is a mark of a great salesperson, but sometimes you have to know when to take it slow. Start by decreasing the frequency with which you contact the potential buyer. If the potential buyer says that he or she is no longer interested in your communication, then send one final email, the breakup email or the parting shot, to let them know you and Risquo, redone bothering them but you are open to work together in the future. 8. Use a follow-up tool, CRM. E.g., Task Database or Quick Tasker. There are so many follow-up tools on the market, however the Task Database at www.taskdatabase.com is the most effective client relationship management, CRM, tool that is recommended for handling all your tasks and schedules within the context of a real estate agency business in Uganda. And the best part is that the task database is free for all those who are already members of the Real Estate Database, RED, at www.realestatedatabase.net, however it costs UGX 10,000 only per month, which is UGX 120,000 per year, for those who are non-members of the RED. Task Database is a CRM that can help you, and all the members of your company, to track the follow-up dates for each of the potential buyers who contact you. It will show you everyone you need to contact each day on daily basis. Conclusion: you are a real estate agent who is looking for ways to securely store your follow-up information and then be able to access it anywhere on any device, or you and Risquo, re-looking for a CRM to improve your feedback response rate. The task database can streamline your follow-up and showing scheduling process so you can focus on more important operations that help grow your real estate business.